AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama tells the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention meeting in Pittsburgh that those opposed to the Iran nuclear deal are the same who rushed to war with Iraq.
Instead of chest beating, that rejects even the idea of talking to our adversaries, which sometimes sounds good in sound bites but accomplishes nothing, we're seeing that strong and principled diplomacy can give hope of actually resolving a problem peacefully.
Obama says the agreement will leave the next president better positioned to deal with Iran if it cheats, including the option of a U.S. military strike. There are now 16 Republicans running to succeed Obama. Ohio Governor John Kasich announcing his candidacy during a rally at Ohio State.
I believe I do have the skills, and I have the experience.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has brought his campaign to South Carolina, where he took the opportunity to criticize home state senator and competitor Lindsey Graham.
I was coming up, and I see your senator. What a stiff. What a stiff. Lindsey Graham.
Earlier today, Graham told CBS This Morning.
I don't care if he drops out. Stay in the race. Just stop being a jackass. Mm-hmm. You don't have to run for president and be the world's biggest jackass.
The father of a California woman shot and killed while walking along a San Francisco pier wants Congress to reform laws that allowed her alleged killer to remain in this country despite being deported several times. Jim Steinle tells the Senate Judiciary Committee the nation's immigration laws cost his daughter, Catherine, her life.
Due to disjointed laws and basic incompetence on many levels, the U.S. has suffered a self-inflicted wound in the murder of our daughter by the hand of a person that should have never been on the streets of this country.
The man who allegedly shot her, Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, has several felony convictions and had been deported five times before he was released by San Francisco authorities. The Dow is down 206. This is AP Radio News. Citigroup is refunding $700 million to credit card customers that it overcharged and misled. Warren Levinson has more.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says Citigroup will issue refunds to nearly 9 million credit card holders for illegal and deceptive practices. In addition to the $700 million in refunds, Citi will pay $70 million in fines. Refunds will go to customers who paid extra for services like credit score monitoring or rush processing of payments. The Bureau also says the company told customers there was a 30-day free trial of some services when there wasn't, and it charged for fraud and identity theft protection when it was not performing those services. The bank maintains it stopped its illegal activity in 2013. Warren Levinson, New York.
Senate Republican and Democratic negotiators have an agreement on a six-year highway and transit bill subject to approval by the full Senate. Congress is facing a deadline in 10 days to act on that funding measure. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.